Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect.
Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb coming to you live, more or less, from Niagara on the Lake, Ontario. It is spring, and along with the blossoms coming out, beginning to come out, my allergies are blooming, so you have to forgive me if I sound a little foggy today. And we're at the beginning of another week, and we're also looking at the end of a month and May coming up. How did it get to be May? Time has a way of passing so quickly. Over the weekend, I was struck. I'm on Facebook a lot, and I was surprised to see how many people I knew who were having a really challenging time. A friend of mine's mother just went through surgery. Another friend posted on Facebook that she felt like she'd been beaten up. I don't know what that was about, but I think it touched a lot of chords, because other people were writing in response, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I feel that way too." And maybe you're feeling that way too this morning. It's Monday, back to work after a beautiful weekend away. Mondays are always a little bit of a struggle in the morning, aren't they? There are times in our life, besides Monday mornings, when it feels like all we do is run uphill. Every curve on the path brings a new challenge. It seems like every phone call, every email, every conversation just brings either negative stuff into your life or bad news or something to increase our stress level. Now, when we're fearful, it's as though our vision telescopes. It telescopes in. It focuses in so that all we seem to see are more things to be afraid of. Have you noticed that? That old phrase, misery loves company, it really is true. Fear and worry seem to be magnets for more things to be worried about. It's like it opens the door and has all the other fears and worries and concerns and negatives come in, and they have a party. But remember, we've just come through the day of resurrection, Easter, when Jesus shows us the power of God to save us from all that would hurt us. Speaking of phone calls, no thing, remember, with Easter, no thing can separate us from our loving Creator, even death. God is with us. Jesus leads us, and the Holy Spirit guides us. That's the message of Easter. And we are Easter people. We know that love, divine love, has the power to transform any circumstance. Through faith, we have embraced this truth for ourselves. This way of being, this way of living our lives. We call ourselves Christian followers of Jesus. And we are, by that statement, Easter people. We live the resurrection. We live in that new life, in that new hope. Because God will save us from all that would hurt us too. So as people of faith, as followers of Jesus, I want to take some time today just to remind us that we have everything we need to overcome any challenge that's in our life right now. Might not feel that way. You might be saying, "Oh yeah, Bishop Deb, that's not true for me," but I assure you that it is. We have everything we need to overcome any challenge that's in our life right now. And we can turn our life around in a blink and be victorious, turning the tough stuff into a pathway of prosperity. because God will transform any negative or fearful circumstance in our life too. Now let's reflect on that. We may think, sure, he did it for Jesus. After all, Jesus was his son. But that is why Jesus came to us in the first place, to teach us about God, to show us how important we are to Creator, to prove to us that we really have no reason to be afraid, no matter what may come, because we are always within God's loving embrace. Think about that. We're always within God's loving embrace. Now, I've challenged that in my own life at times. I have to say that there are times when I've raised my fist at the sky and said, okay, God, if you're in my corner and working for good in my life, then why am I struggling financially? Or why is this relationship coming to an end? Or why did I lose this great job? There have been times throughout my life where I've really felt like God hasn't been there in my corner. I was so caught up in my own stuff that I couldn't realize it at the time, but God was there. I had shut down. I had separated myself. I'd not been listening to the guidance that was coming to me in my prayer. And I couldn't see the answers or the bigger plan unfolding. If you are feeling that way today, then I invite you to do what I did. The first thing is to take a big step back and get some perspective. It's time to evaluate. Are things really as bad as they seem? Sometimes they surely are. But sometimes we have awfulized a situation, and there's really a solution that's right there in front of our face. But we're so upset, we're so caught up in the negative, that it's not clear to us at that point in time. Now, life might be very uncomfortable, but there's always one thing we can do right in the moment, right in this moment. Even if that one thing is to take a deep breath. As people of faith, as Easter people, it may be helpful to turn to some inspirational writing. Any uplifting author will help if the Bible isn't available. There are many, many people who have stood in your shoes and they've come through stronger, happier, and even better. Reflect on the story of that first Easter Sunday. All seemed lost. The disciples had locked themselves in a room, afraid and grieving. Mary Magdalene went out into the world to visit the tomb. She left the safety of that place. And look what she found. She went to be with Jesus in her grief, to be close to the tomb where they laid him. And there was the most amazing thing. Her heart leaps as she sees Jesus again, whole and well before her. Not a mirage, a miracle, and a miracle for us all. Because we are all children of the Most High Creator, and we have that divine energy available to us. We are not powerless. We have resources, and help is at hand. So when we pray as though the answer or solution has already been accomplished in our lives, because it is being effected for us. Give thanks for the good things in our life. Give thanks to God for taking care of us, for taking care of you, for bringing everything you need. We say, thank you, God. Thank you that you're taking care of me, for bringing me what I need to move through this challenge. Thank you that you are my advocate, that you are sending angels to deal with my bill collectors, or my boss, or my health issue, or my relationship issue, or whatever it is that makes you fearful at this point in time. And then the next thing to do is to trust that God is working for good in the situation, to declare that all are blessed, that the situation is teaching you how strong you are that you're not alone. We can say, I trust that everything is now working for my highest and best, and I now affirm that this worry is being resolved. It is leaving my life. I am blessed, and all are blessed. I let it go, and I let God transform my concerns. I affirm that I am a child of God. I am beloved. I am healthy, happy, and prosperous. All the worries and fears now being transformed are now being transformed into blessings. And I choose to believe, I choose to trust that God, the all-loving and all-powerful Creator, is working it all out now to my highest and best. And I give thanks. God has power over all these things, and we need not fear. And that's the truth. We don't need to give fear the upper hand. Sometimes people will say that fear is an acronym for false evidence appearing real, because often we get so caught up in the what-ifs and the worries. How many times has something dire actually come about? It's true, sometimes things, bad things do happen. But often the worries we spend so much time and energies over do not amount to anything. Nothing like the catastrophic events in our mind, anyway. So don't give fear the upper hand. Don't let it take control. We don't need to be held hostage by worry. And we don't need to give over that power. When we choose to trust that God is with us, then we remember that we're not in this alone. One of the things you might do is start a prayer journal. Keep track of the things that you need help with, you need assistance with, the things bothering you. And then once a week, just go back over the pages, the things that you've expressed, and see how many things have been resolved. See how many things that you were worried about that came to naught, or the things that you were worried about that have already been resolved. All the prayers that have been answered. Take time to affirm. Take time to affirm. When you connect every day with our loving Creator, then we are strengthened spiritually. Even if it's just a moment to sit in the car and just sit quietly and bask in the love that beams at you from our loving God. Take time to offer prayers for yourself, for your friends, for those in need, for the world. Take time to affirm that you are a child of the Most High God, that you are a part of the royal priesthood, marked as Christ's own forever. In your prayers, give thanks to God for all the blessings that you've been given, for all the answers that have come and will continue to come, and for all the ways in which you've been shown spiritual help before. Take heart and take courage from those prayers. And the final thing is to choose to be happy, to choose to shift your thinking, to say, my God is stronger than any problem, stronger than this problem, it's stronger than any situation, and stand in that truth and say, I call on holy angels to stand by me, to guide me this day. I trust that answers and insights are coming to me. I trust that all is well. I trust and I let go of any fear. Now try this for just a few days and watch what happens. As you align with the loving energy of our Creator, as you pray, because that's what we're doing when we pray, we're aligning with God, you'll find that things are lighter and brighter. And you can check off answered prayer in that journal. And you know what? You're going to find more and more things for which to be thankful. So let us pray together. Gracious God, I am so grateful for all the good things in my life, and I am mindful that in the challenges and the valleys, there are lessons and insights that will assist me. I give thanks that you walk with me in those valleys and also in the high places on my journey. 24/7, 365, you are with me. I give thanks that you have set your angels around me to protect and assist me. I give thanks that you hear my prayers and are working for good in my life in all circumstances. Today, I ask that you stand with me to fill me with your strength and your loving compassion. Today, I intend to enjoy my life, and so I give to you all the things that cause me worry and fear. Take a moment to just think about those things that cause you worry and fear and offer them to Almighty God. I now give over all of those issues, all of my crosses, and lay them at the foot of the one cross that overcame it all. I give them to the one who knew what it meant to suffer, yet overcame death itself, to show us that we need not be afraid. Today I stand in that faith. I will overcome it all in love and give thanks for the blessings that come my way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, have a great day, everyone. I hope the phone and the email only bring you good news and pleasant things. And I'll be back soon with another Connection Point. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.